steal away. I ain't got long to stay here. From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children.
There are stories and songs I heard as a child that told the story of my people when we were bound as slaves in this land. They came from my grandparents, Mama and Papa Johnson, my mother, my father, my teachers, Mamie Daniels and Darnell Lee, aunts, uncles. Living and working under the yoke of being somebody else's property was almost beyond my imagination, but the sound of the singing made me feel, and somehow I got the message in the sound that even when things hit bottom, you could still find a way to go through, to go on, if you had something inside to draw upon. I believe these songs and stories were given to me so that I could know what had been.
Oh, freedom.
There was in the hearts of these people who sang and talked to each other for comfort, a drive and determination to be free.
Oh, freedom. Oh, over me. And before I be a slave,
Frederick Douglass, 1855. Born a slave, he escaped to freedom to become a major 19th century voice and leader in the struggle against slavery.
I did not, when a slave, understand the deep meanings of those rude and apparently incoherent songs. I was myself within the circle, so that I neither saw nor heard as those without might see and hear. They told a tale which was then altogether beyond my feeble comprehension. They were tones loud, long, and deep, breathing the prayer and complaint of souls boiling over with the bitterest anguish. Every tone was a testimony against slavery and a prayer to God for deliverance from chains. The hearing of those wild notes always depressed my spirits and filled my heart with ineffable sadness. The mere recurrence, even now, afflicts my spirit. And while I am writing these lines, my tears are falling.
My grandfather and grandmother, they both were slaves on a farm.
Mr. William Diggs from Charles County, Maryland.
My great-grandfather, his name was William Tubman. And then he fathered my grandfather by another slave woman on the same farm, and she named him William Jordan. My great-grandfather did not like the word, after it was set free and through the papers and all, being William Tubman, because it reminded him too much of slavery. So he called himself William Jordan, because they sang in the field, Roll, Jordan, Roll. I want to go to heaven when I die, to hear old Jordan roll. And so he called himself William Jordan. And then when his son came along, he named him William Jordan too.
Roll, Jordan,
roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die, to hear Jordan roll.
Roll, Jordan,
roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die, to hear Jordan. Sisters, you ought to have been there.
Yes, my Lord.
A-sitting in the kingdom
to hear Jordan roll.
Roll, Jordan,
roll. Roll, roll, Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die, to hear Jordan roll. Sinners, you ought to been there.
Yes, my Lord.
A-sitting in the kingdom
to hear Jordan roll.
Roll, Jordan,
roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. I want to go to heaven when I die, to hear Jordan roll.
Roll, Jordan, roll, performed by the Princely Players from Nashville, Tennessee. Soprano Jesse Norman.
It is an expression, and very often was the only expression, that a person who'd been taken from his homeland and forced to come under horrible conditions to a country about which they knew absolutely nothing, and then forced into servitude, this was the only expression, the only thing that they could do in order to feel better, the only thing that they could do in order to get through the day. And it isn't possible to sing this with something else on my mind, because it simply has too much in it. There is, I mean, all of my, the meaning of me, that my ancestry is in this music.
My Lord. Still, oh,
Steal Away, performed by soprano concert artist Jesse Norman. I learned that Steal Away was a song that called people together in meetings that were not supposed to take place. Secret meetings of people in slavery would have to have in order to survive. Mr. Diggs of Maryland has a story in his family about this same song that talked about another kind of stealing away.
And that's where they, when they would say, steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Didn't mean Jesus in heaven now. The old boat was named Jesus. See, an old boat brought him here, and knew the old boat was parked at some dock somewhere. And they knew if they got there to the old boat, they could untie that thing and let it drift on where they're going to go.
It is recognizing that at different times, at different places, at different moments in different people's lives, the song was both things.
Historian Vincent Harding.
That for some people, it was steal away to Jesus at some profound level of their being, of their soul, so that they were standing where they were and they were stealing away in the midst of their standing where their way were in that suffering. For others, maybe for the same person, 3 years later, it was a recognition that she could not stand there any longer, that stealing away had to mean that when the friend, the cousin, the husband, the wife said, listen, we've got to go. We cannot stay here any longer. We must take ourselves and our children and move to another place, that steal away then meant something else.
Blue Gabriel,
gentlemen,
want you blow your trumpet,
gentlemen bow,
a little bit louder,
gentlemen,
a little bit louder,
gentlemen bow,
hey everybody,
gentlemen.
The institution of American slavery took place in a nation that was largely Christian in the 18th and 19th centuries, and many African Americans joined the church. The McIntosh County Shouters from Georgia still sing and do the sacred ring shout that they have held on to from the days of slavery. There are also the Gullah stories that tell about the inside of the communities the slaves built. And these stories move through time and in many ways through people to get to us. Simon Brown, an ex-slave from South Carolina, told stories to William Faulkner, who put the stories in a book, and now Barbara Huell, born in South Carolina, tells us a Gullah story about the black church we created on those slave plantations.
Come Sunday morning, man, such a beautiful sight you ever did see. The people, they come from all wrong, on foot, in the buggy, and the cart, on the mule back. The one who could get baptized, they get theyself together and march down the big road to the edge of the pond. And then they wait for the service to start. One of the deacon, he hold a long staff what been built like a cross. He start the thing off. Then all the people start for sing the baptizing song. Wait in the water, wait in the water, chillin', wait in the water. God gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water, wait in the water, chillin', wait in the water. God gonna trouble the water. Then the preacher, he put one hand behind the back of the one for get baptized and put another hand on his chest and say, my brother, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then he dip the person backward under the water and bring him up quick-like and say, Amen. Sometime, the one who done get baptized, he come up out the water so happy, he start for shout right out the pond. And he take all to the deacon for bring him safe to the edge of the pond. With the spirit of stirring this strong, the people be done changed to this song. Oh, my soul get happy when I come out the wilderness, come out the wilderness, come out. Oh, my soul get happy when I come out the wilderness, leaning on the Lord. I'm a-leaning on the Lord. I'm a-leaning on the Lord. I'm a-leaning on the Lord who died on Calvary.
Today, in urban black churches, you can sometimes still hear the old songs. On a Sunday morning in December 1992, the Ebenezer Baptist Church Choir in Chicago, Illinois, sang O Ship of Zion. In 1903, in his work The Souls of Black Folk, W.E.B. Du Bois wrote about the beauty and richness of the African-American spiritual.
Little of beauty has America given the world, save the rude grandeur God himself stamped on her bosom. The human spirit in this new world has expressed itself in vigor and ingenuity rather than in beauty. And so, by fateful chance, the Negro folk song, the rhythmic cry of the slave, stands today not simply as the sole American music, but as the most beautiful expression of human experience born this side the seas. It has been neglected. It has been and is half despised. And above all, it has been persistently mistaken and misunderstood, but notwithstanding, it still remains as the singular spiritual heritage of the nation and the greatest gift of the Negro people. What are these songs and what do they mean? I know little of music and can say nothing in technical phrase, but I know something of men, and knowing them, I know that these songs are the articulate message of the slave to the world.
Sometimes I feel like a mother child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home. a long way from home. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I
slavery was a violation against the human spirit. It violated the bonds of family. The deep sense of loss and grief of the child torn away from mother is carried in the singing of Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child by Kehembe Eichelberger. The songs that were passed from generation to generation talk about the pain and the suffering. They also will tell you about going through to the other side. This passage was sometimes called the wilderness. This next song, performed by the Princely Players of Nashville, Tennessee, says if you want to find Jesus, you've got to go in the wilderness.
If you want to find Jesus,
go in the wilderness, go in the wilderness, go in the wilderness.
Oh, you want to find Jesus,
go in the wilderness, leaning on the Lord.
Oh, you want to be a Christian,
go in the wilderness, go in the wilderness, go in the wilderness.
Oh, you want to be a
go in the wilderness, leaning on the Lord.
You want to get relieved.
Go in the wilderness, go in the wilderness.
Oh, you want to get relieved.
Go in the wilderness, leaning on the Lord.
You expect to be converted.
Go in the wilderness.
After freedom, we sang this song in a different way. We said, tell me, how did you feel when you come out the wilderness? There is a stock of spirituals that all of us know, and you can go to almost any black singer of a certain age, and you start up a song, and they can sing the song. One of the most well-known songs is about Joshua, the biblical story of Joshua, here performed by Odetta.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, my Lord, Jericho, well, Jericho, well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, talk about your men of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. Jericho, my Lord, Jericho, well, Jericho, well, Georgia fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. Well, now up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with a spear in his hand. Go below them ram horns, Georgia was said, cause it's a battle is in my hand. And money when the Georgia fit the battle of Jericho, my Lord, Jericho, well, Jericho, well, Georgia fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. All ram bam sheep horn began to blow, trumpet began to sound. Joshua commanded his children to shout, and the walls come a-tumbling down. That money when the Georgia fit the battle of Jericho, my Lord, Jericho, well, Jericho, well, Georgia fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come a-tumbling down. Well, them walls come a-tumbling down. Well, them walls come a-tumbling down.
Well, Joshua was supposed to march around these walls 7 times a day for 7 days. And I can remember my father preaching about the Battle of Jericho. And it was the 7th day, and the children were tired, and they didn't see how you were going to walk, win no battle by walking around no walls. And the sun was going down, and they were not going to get around the walls the last time. And Joshua asked God to hold the sun. And they got around the wall, and the walls of Jericho fell. Now, this story is important because it says you should never look at what you have available to you and decide you can't execute a job. And I can remember my mother saying many times that she would start out on a task not knowing how she would get it done. She just knew it needed to be done, and she started out. That is a part of African-American culture. It says you cannot wait until you have everything on hand to start out, or you'll never begin. If you can get the goal in sight, pick up your feet and make the first step. Because usually, even if you can't do the 10th step, you can do number 1.
Well, them walls come a-tumbling down. Well, them walls come a-tumbling down.
It is so important as we near the 21st century that we know what our people thought when we still had chains on. You can find out in these songs, our people were very clear in analyzing the society and setting up positions. One of my favorite songs is a spiritual that goes, I got shoes, you got shoes, all of God's children got shoes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes, gonna walk all over God's heaven, heaven, heaven. Everybody talking about heaven ain't going there, heaven, heaven. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven. Now, in some religions, you have this separation between the person and God. And you can't get common with God. But black people get very common with God. And look at what we're going to do when we get to heaven. I got shoes. When I get to heaven, going to put on my shoes. Going to strut all over God's heaven. Walk all over God's heaven. Shine all over God's heaven. Basically, take over heaven, you see. Black people were being moved and introduced to Christianity. We were joining in increasing numbers. We were particularly attracted to the Baptist and Methodist denomination. We were being introduced to these religious denominations by white people. Sometimes we noticed that our slave owners would also be members of these same denominations. Although if we went to the camp meeting, they would be inside the tent and we would have to stand on the outside. If it was a church, they would be on the ground floor and we would either be outside or up in the balcony. And as we learn these Bible stories, this difference did not seem to be compatible with the idea of Christian brotherhood, is what it was talked about then. This song says, everybody talking about church ain't doing it. It goes beyond church, therefore, in its application. If you take this as a proverb and lift it outside of its Christian context, you can apply it every day in your life for the rest of the universe across the centuries. I got shoes, you got shoes, all of us children got shoes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes, gonna walk all over God's heaven.
Walk all over
heaven,
walk all over
heaven. Everybody talking about heaven, ain't going there. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven. I got a song, you got
a song.
Oh, God's children got a song. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna sing my song. I'm gonna shout all over God's heaven.
Shout all over
heaven.
Shout all over
heaven. Everybody talking about heaven. Shout all over God's heaven. I got a robe, you got a robe. All of God's children got a robe. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my robe, gonna strut all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven. Everybody talking about heaven. Sweet Honey in the Rock performing I Got Shoes. During the 1950s, the Georgia Sea Island Singers were recorded during their rich repertoire of songs from the 19th century. Among them was this next song, Rolling, Rolling, Rolling Under, Give Me the Gourd to Drink Water.
Rolling, rolling under. Rolling,
for snow water, give me a gourd to drink water. These are protest lyrics. The message is that go for snow water is the water that white people drank on the plantation in glass and tin dippers. Black people were not allowed to drink from those same dippers. So we got long neck gourds, cut them in half and cleaned out the seeds, let them dry, and used them for dippers. Bessie Jones of the Georgian Sea Island Singers used to say that the water from the gourd was cool. And in this turnabout, African Americans, though slaves, got the best water. So they sing, rolling, rolling, rolling under, which means you trying to keep me down, roll me under you. But in the turnabout, give me the gourd to drink water. I'd rather have that which keeps the water cooler and sweeter.
Follow the drinking gourd. Follow.
Washington, D.C.-based a cappella women's ensemble, In Process, singing Follow the Drinking Gourd. This song is a part of the Underground Railroad in that it is an oral song map with specific instructions on escaping to freedom.
The sun comes up and the first quail calls, follow the drinking gourd. For the old man's waiting to carry you to freedom, follow the drinking gourd. Well, the river bank will make a mighty good dead trees will show you the way. Well, it's left foot, peg foot, traveling on.
Follow the drinking gourd.
You see, the river ends between two hills. You gotta follow
the drinking gourd.
'Cause there's another river on the other side.
Follow the drinking gourd.
Follow,
follow the drinking gourd.
Follow,
follow the drinking gourd.
For the
old man's waiting to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd.
Follow.
Follow the Drinking Gourd, performed by In Process. The songs I learned came from many different places. I learned this next one, Run Mona Run, from Fannie Lou Hamer. She was a civil rights movement leader, orator, and singer from Mississippi. She learned it from her grandmother, who had been a slave.
Run, run, Mona, run, bright angel above. Run, run, Mona, run, bright angel above. If I just had your wing, bright angel above. If I just had your wing, bright angels above. I'd fly away to the kingdom, bright angel above. It fly away to the kingdom, bright angels above.
The song says run. The Mona is somebody who is not saved in the black church. And if you are a slave and somebody is saying you are their property, you are not saved. And getting this song in the 20th century made me know there were people on plantations who were sometimes pushing you to run. If you could get it together, if you could find the courage to strike out for freedom, try it. This song says, if I had two wings, I'd fly away to the kingdom. There are a lot of two-wing songs in black church music. This two wings has to do with slavery. The only reason I am saying run is because I don't have wings to fly. The last verse of this song says, escape for your life. Now, when you get to the place on a plantation where you feel you have to try to leave, it means the life that you know on the plantation is not life for you, but death. So you run because you are trying to find the you that is alive.
Oh, run, run, Mona, run, bright angels above.
Oh, run, run, Mona, run, bright angels above. Oh, run, run, Mona, run, bright angels above. Oh, run, run, Mona, run, bright angels above.
If I had to wait,
bright angels above.
If I had to wait,
bright angels above.
If I just had to wait,
bright angels above.
Oh, if I just had to wait,
bright angels above. Oh, run, 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 run.
Now, I grew up in the Baptist church, so I couldn't figure out why, if you go to the valley to pray, you didn't hear nobody praying. It just didn't hook up together. When I got older, I found out that this song is associated with the Underground Railroad. If there had been a message given that said, on tomorrow night, somebody would be in the region to lead those who are ready out, and we're going to be meeting at the XYZ space, the contact would go and check to see if the person had gotten into the region. If nobody was there that night at church, that contact would say, Lord, I couldn't hear nobody pray, and I couldn't hear nobody pray. Oh, way down yonder by myself, and I couldn't hear nobody pray. In the valley, couldn't hear nobody on my knees. Now, the only way to understand this song is to understand that the person who was supposed to come into the area to lead the group out had not arrived, and it was important to let the people know that the trip had been canceled. These songs about the Underground Railroad moved me deeply, and thank God all of the trips were not canceled. My favorite story was about the conductor of the Underground Railroad named Harriet Tubman.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble.
My teacher told me that this was a Harriet Tubman song. She said Harriet Tubman was a woman who was a conductor on the Underground Railroad. Now, I started school when I was 3. I was fairly smart. I decided that the Underground Railroad was a tunnel under the ground with train tracks on it. And there was a train on it full of slaves, and Harriet Tubman was driving. I held that for years, and when I had to trade it in for the truth, I'm not sure if I didn't miss my earlier story. I mean, a lady conductor of a train in the 19th century is a rough image. I have now come to understand that sometimes there were underground tunnels, but a large part of the Underground Railroad was overground. That the only way you could get from one place to the other sometimes was to be in the open, looking like something other than what you were, a person trying to escape to freedom. And I always tried to figure out, how did black people come from the deepest part of the South to the northern states? And I just couldn't figure out, because you would learn about Quakers and the abolitionists, and in those years, the Quakers were always white. It was so surprising for me to know that the first, most consistent participants in the Underground Railroad were black people, free and slave.
You'll see the children dressed up in blue. You know that God's gonna trouble the water. You know it looks like my people, they're coming through. You know that God's gonna.
Harriet Tubman actually caught a blow to her head as a young woman, which was aimed at a black man running. As a result of that, Harriet Tubman had blackouts the rest of her life. The same teacher told me that Harriet Tubman carried a gun. When I think about Miss Daniels these days, who never talked about violence and anything except a very, very loving Christian life, I think about the story of Harriet Tubman. She said that Harriet Tubman carried a gun because sometimes we would say we were ready to leave, and then we would get a little ways down the road, and we would really be mad with Harriet, maybe after one of her blackout spells. And we would want to go back, and she would pull the gun and say, "You either go forward or you die." She never lost a passenger.
I try to get them to get the feeling of a song, the words first, you see, if you don't get the feeling. So Wade in the Water seemed kind of something they like to do, those ponds and things out there, you know, that was just, so I had to get over to them that the meaning of Wade in the Water was not just to walk in there, but it was a way of getting out of your troubles. You could water wading in there could help you to overcome some of the things that you thought could not be overcome. So we had learned to do wade in the water, and that's what I got them to understand, that even though things were not like we want them now, but God can trouble the water, and only God could trouble that water, and he did trouble the water, and we came out safe and dry on the other side.
But there ain't but the one God made.
Reverend Wyatt T. Walker.
It's double meaning, the coded messages that the spirituals use. So when runaway slaves were out and the patrols were out looking for them with bloodhounds, the other slaves would alert the runaway slaves by singing Wade in the Water to give them a signal to get into some water in order to throw the bloodhounds off their trail. So not only were these songs spiritual, they were also political.
You know my God's gonna trouble the water. Yes, my God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the Water, performed by Sweet Honey in the Rock. One of the reasons I wanted this song as the theme for the entire radio series is because it operates so well in a contemporary and historical sense. The message, "Go Ahead," has a natural, everyday application. Go ahead, through obstacles, through trouble, just keep going, wade in the water. Like many songs created during slavery, this song is based on a Bible story. There was a certain pool of water, and at times people would gather, awaiting a visit from the angel of the Lord. And when the angel of the Lord would come down, the angel would dip its wings into the water and trouble the water. And the first person to get into the pool, into that stirred up troubled water, would be changed.
You know my God's gonna trouble the water. Yes, my God's gonna trouble the water.
Frederick Douglass, 1855.
I have sometimes thought that the mere hearing of those songs would do more to impress truly spiritual-minded men and women with the soul-crushing and death-dealing character of slavery than the reading of whole volumes of its mere physical cruelties. They speak to the heart and to the soul of the thoughtful.
Oh, I think that that future is assured, because they will be heard, whether they're sung by Mrs. Glover in the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, or, you know, some new gospel singer in Los Angeles or whatever, they will endure, because I think music that has come from that degree of suffering and has brought us this amount of beauty will be here forever.
Jesse Norman.
Steal away.
Steal away. I ain't got long to stay here. Stories and songs about slavery. This program is part of the Wade in the Water series. It was produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer is Judy Moore Latta. Associate producer Sonia Williams. The technical director Renee Pringle. Production staff includes Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, Dakia Simmons, and Suzanne Sheely. William Marshall read the words of Frederick Douglass, and Al Freeman Jr. read the words of W.E.B. Du Bois. Special thanks to the Smithsonian Institution Museum of American History Archives Center. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley. I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Regan.
Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.